Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, today is the 3rd of Rajab 1442 and corresponding to the 15th of February 2021. Our report back today, mashallah, there are so many things to discuss, so we have entitled it and we will send it out to you in podcast, inshallah. Whoever wants it, you can just send me a message, and we entitled it that Darul Iman. So I'll discuss all that later on. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us in the Noble Quran, wa amma bi ni'mati rabbika fahaddith. As for the bounties, favors of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that you must proclaim it, announce it, pronounce it, and attribute everything to Almighty Allah. And Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, man lam yashkurin nas lam yashkurillah. A person who is not grateful to humanity in reality is not thankful to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So alhamdulillah, Monday everything went well. Monday to Saturday, the morning program, mashallah, many non-Muslims also listening. Hadha min fadli rabbi. It's only the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. We thank Him alone. Allahumma laka shukru kullu wa laka alhamdu kullu. And then the tafsir and Q&A, everything going well with Allah's mercy. Tuesday, Wednesday, the bliss of marriage, excellent also, alhamdulillah. We try and help people. Islam teaches us jorna, not torna. Marriage is there. Husband and wife must try and solve their problems and reconcile. And that is the best. Remember that. And then Tuesday night, mashallah, we resumed our tafsir previous week. And this week, yeah, last week, Tuesday, we spoke about inheritance. Because I see so many questions now, inundated with so many questions. And people now are realizing the importance of inheritance. So we discussed that, and mashallah, very good interaction with the people there. So many questions they had as well, our brothers in the masjid, Jami Masjid. On Wednesday, mashallah, we go now for many years with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah to Darul Zakaria. And I have about 1 hour or so before Maghrib with Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, Hafizahullah. And then we discuss many issues. First, the politics of the world, and then certain masail. One question that came about this past Wednesday was, I asked Hazrat before, but I just wanted to reconfirm it. I said, Hazrat, the month of Rajab is going to start, inshallah, Friday night. We will scan the sky and we'll make the announcement. And we all know the moon was sighted in Cape Town, and Saturday was the 1st, and today is the 3rd. So this dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan. In our kitabs also you will see some ulama write fi Rajabah, and some say Allahumma barik lana fi Rajabin. So which one is best? So Hazrat says, now this is all to do with the Arabic language. So those of you who are interested, otherwise for you, the public, you just stop there and you carry on simple. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan, finish. But if you want to go into the tahqiq and research of it, so if you say any Rajab, so that will be Nakira, a common noun, then you say Rajabin. But if you're saying specific, you know, a special one, so and a particular one, so remember, remember, like when we make the dua now, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab, it means give us barakah, blessing during this Rajab, so then it will be Rajabah. So that's the best way of reciting it. But it's not something we have to argue and dispute. Somebody wants to read Rajabin, so keep quiet. He reads Rajabah is better. So that is the tahqeeq and the research Hazrat Mufti Sahib taught us. Allah, that's why we have to sit by the feet of these grand masters and great, great giants and ulama. So you learn so many finer points and so forth. Like that on hadith and so forth. Then mashallah, Hazrat went and for Maghrib, and then we were, he taught us Bukhari Sharif. And that masla, hadith was very interesting. Babu fi nuzuli Isa alayhi salam, the second coming of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. So I sit with my pen and paper there, and all the questions that come to my mind, then we discuss it, intense discussion, mashallah, that what happens this way, that way, and so forth. So mashallah, we learn so many things like that. Allah Jalla wa Ala accept it. Allah Ta'ala grant our Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib Siha, Afiyah, Basarat, Basirat. You know what, his eyes also, this problem, his health. Allah Jalla wa Ala grant him complete health as well. So Thursday, mashallah, a lot of meetings and so forth and so on. Allah Jalla will make easy. And obviously I go to the barber also, so to pre, to groom, to get ready for Jumu'ah, mashallah. Groom is that they must take out all my hair. That's the grooming. So you must remember that kalkop, we say in Afrikaans, you know. So no hair. So it's very nice like that. You don't have to worry about the hair and so forth. So mashallah, then Friday, the Jummah khutbah was rendered by Sheikh Bandar Balila. People, they wonder how you can keep the name Bandar. So you must remember in Urdu, we have that name, Alif Anar Be Bandar and all that. In Arabic, it means to be handsome. In Arabic, it means a harbor. So it got different meaning, not the Urdu meaning, obviously. So therefore, we must know that there are different terminologies as well. So his topic was about Tawheed and believing in the oneness, uniqueness of Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala. And then I had to rush from here, mashallah, our brother Muhammad Khan, his beloved son Wasim, what he had brought, 12:15, they wait for me. And then we went here to the masjid where our Maulana Yusuf Burgers is, mashallah, and yeah, in extension too, that, you know, Bangla Wali Masjid. So I've been there many times before also, and mashallah, I spoke about Rajab, and I spoke about the moon, and I spoke about what we have to do really to prepare for the month of Ramadan, and that is that all this disunity and hatred we have, that is, we sever ties with one another, complete, no salam, no kalam, nothing. So remember that, that is very serious. We can be fasting, we can be giving charity, finishing Quran upon Quran, but by Allah, nothing is accepted, remember, until and unless we reconcile. The hadith is clear in Mishkat Sharif. Utrukhuma, Almighty Allah commands the angels that leave these two people until and unless they reconcile. Reconcile don't mean you have to become the best friend and so forth. Just make assalamu alaikum, finish. So that will be the prerequisite for the acceptance of our deeds and actions. So that is the preparation externally and internally. So mashallah, then I delivered the khutbah, Mawana made the namaz and so forth. He's also our student, mashallah, Mawana Yusuf. Allah Jalla Allah reward him. His children are wonderful, becoming hafiz. One is completed, one is on the verge of completing. Allah Jalla Allah accept. And thereafter, mashallah, there were visitors here by the house and so forth. And then Saturday again, we were busy, mashallah. So many things to do here in the house. Get this fixed, get that fixed, 101 things also. So all that was done, mashallah. And Sunday has become a very, very busy day. So mashallah, after Fajr, we went there to the Darulum Zakaria. And then after breakfast, we had a long lineup. First, Mawlana Ahmad Turani, mashallah, he read the Qiraat. And then I spoke about the important events that took place during the month of Rajab in our history. The battle of Tabuk took place, and we've been to Tabuk, and for your information, something for you to learn. When you go there and you study the history, there's a big masjid there. The old name of that masjid was called Masjidur Rasulillah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now they change it to Masjid Tabuk or Jami Tabuk and so forth. course, but the old original name was Madina Munawwara Masjidun Nabawi, and there in Tabuk Masjidur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but that name is changed now. And then we spoke about Amir Muawiyah radiallahu an, that 20 years almost he was the Khalifa. In Rajab he passed away. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahimahullah passed away in the year 101. Amir Muawiyah passed away in the year 60. And then we spoke about Salahuddin Ayyubi rahimahullah. At least this much we all should know as Muslims. In the year 637 up to 1099, remember, it was a Muslim rule. And that was from time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu an in 637, and then it carried on. Then the Salbiyin, the Crusaders came, the Christians, 88 years occupation. Everywhere you would find the crucifix, the cross. No Salat, no Jamaat, no Jummah, nothing. In Palestine, in Baitul Muqaddas, Al-Quds, Jerusalem, nowhere. And thereafter, Allah chose him, Saladin Salahuddin, Ayyubi al-Kurdi, non-Arab, he should not smile. People would ask him, why don't you smile? He said, what is there for me to smile? Our holy lands are muhtalla, are under occupation. Like today, you see the land of Iraq under occupation, the land of Syria under occupation, the land of Palestine under occupation. So many areas you will find today also. But for us, we just carry on. We don't even read, we don't even know, Allah forbid. So Almighty Allah chose him, and read, you so many books written on him, and you read about how he won the battle in Akka. Akka is called Acre, A-C-R-E, in Hittin. We visited all these places with Allah's help. And then on 27 Rajab, Subhanallah, Allah gave him victory. The year was 1187, and then the Jummah came. He climbed on the minbar, the pulpit, after 88 years, a Jummah Salat is going to take place. Friday prayer is going to take place in Al-Aqsa al-Mubarak. How do you start the khutbah and sermon? Thus Allah gave him and inspired him. فَقُطْوِيَ دَابِرُ الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. The zalims, the tinpot dictators, and the enemies of Islam and humanity, Allah cut them to shreds. Allah Ta'ala defeated them. They were, the French were involved, the British were involved, the Europeans were involved, the church was involved, the Pope was involved. All of them, Allah Ta'ala humiliated, disgraced them. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Remember, he had 17 sons and one daughter, and thereafter the ending of his life, he went back to Damascus. 1193, he passes away. If you go one day to Damascus, outside the Umayyad Masjid, you will see his Mubarak grave and mazar is there, and you will see there's a board there. The Kaiser, the what they call Chancellor and all that of Germany, he sent a plaque, and there is written Saladin the Just as well. So imagine the enemies also accept such a great person he was. So all that we discussed thereafter, Ma Burhan Mia spoke about that we need to cleanse ourselves internally. And then mashallah, whole Jamaat came from Newcastle as well, from Dalum. So most of them, mashallah, we knew some of our students also. So anyway, that after that, Qari Muhsin read, mashallah, wonderful Qirat. And thereafter, Maulana, then after Dr. Qasim Mangera spoke, he gave one incident which I want to share with you quickly. And he said they were out in Jamaat, mashallah, for 4 months in South Africa. And he said there was a Khoza lady, African lady, and she became Muslim. She married a Pakistani brother. And they were living happily. So he said, okay, come, I'll take you to Pakistan to meet my family and so forth. And she was very wealthy, this African Khoza lady. And she interacted very well with his parents, meaning her father-in-law, mother-in-law, and so forth. She even gave them money and said, go for Umrah. And they went for Umrah. Subhanallah. Thereafter, she even saw Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a dream and so forth. Then they came back, and all this is happening, if you know, Eastern Cape. So you have Queenstown, you have King Williamstown, East London, PE. So they're next to Queenstown, Dr. Magda is there. We've been there many times, alhamdulillah. So there's a small little town there, hardly any Muslims. Yeah, this lady falls ill. The husband is worried. What will happen? She passes away, and the ghusl and giving her, you know, her bathing, and she passed away. And then Dr. Magda's wife, daughter-in-law, they came, they gave her ghusl. Now the Jamaat was there, they read the Salatul Janaza. Who's going to bury her? They don't have anybody beside the husband. So mashallah, the Jamaat went and they buried. And oh, see how Allah makes all the intizam and arrangements. When we dedicate ourselves for the deen of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So it was a remarkable incident that he mentioned. Thereafter, our Mawana Muhammad Aku, Mawana Ismail Aku, mashallah, is the principal. This is his nephew, his brother's son. So he then went to Egypt, mashallah. And then he and his cousin, they went to Egypt. And mashallah, also to meet, you know, brothers and so forth. So he gave the report back. And two, three things were very, very shocking, you know. He said that they in Egypt, that wherever they were going and the authorities would see them, they would tell them, you're part of Daesh, ISIS and all. He said, no, we got nothing to do with them. And there's no real maktab, primary Muslim education and so forth for the children. So this is how you destroy a nation. Just today I sent out, you must remember, a story and written by Yvonne Ridley. We know Yvonne Ridley, she came to South Africa also. She was captured by the Taliban and then she embraced Islam, and that she's exposing the Egyptian regime and what they are doing. If a person just has beard, kurta, does that. So already thousands of them are incarcerated in prison. So imagine our Arab countries, some of them, Muslim countries, some of them, they have become the real enemies, worse than even the non-Muslim countries, Allah forbid. So in that way, you spoke of many, many things that are happening. And thereafter, the Mufti Sahib spoke and just added on the Tabuk and all those type of issues. So it's a wonderful, wonderful majlis, and then dua, and then in the afternoon, mashallah, we had the Q&A with Hafiz Hussain Wadi. So mashallah, all that went very well. Rabbana taqabbal minna, innaka anta samiul alim.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.